Welcome to the Urban Astronomer Podcast. Hi, I'm Alan Fatsfeld, and you're listening to the 13th episode of the Urban Astronomer Podcast. This week, we bring you the next in Catherine's series on the planets of our solar system. Some impromptu interviews I recorded at the Icon Comics and Games Convention a few weeks ago, and we even try out a little bit of hoax busting. But before we get to that, I have a small announcement to make. A few days ago, I launched a page on Patreon. Now, this podcast does not cost me a lot of money to run because I do everything myself. I rent computer hardware on the cloud, I run and maintain my own server software, even do my own web design. I write my own scripts, which I record in my spare time on my own audio equipment. I even do my own analytics. That goes a long way to keeping the costs down, but that doesn't mean it's free. The servers and the bandwidth that gets used to serve up the podcast do cost money, and the few dollars I make a month from Google ads on the website don't cover it. And of course, there's the value of my time. Now, technically, it's worth zero because my love of sharing astronomy is my hobby. I do it for the love of it, and this podcast is just an extension of that. But even though I price my astronomy time at zero, sometimes I have to steal that time from other paying work or from my family. So if I can get paid for it, even just a token amount, well, you can see the appeal. So here's the deal. If you appreciate these podcasts enough to want to sponsor my time, then visit the Patreon page at patreon.com/urbanastronomerpodcast. Or just click on the sponsor button on my website at urbanastronomer.com. You can sponsor me for any amount you like, even if it's just one single dollar a month. If you give more, I'll give you extra stuff that normal podcast listeners don't get because you'll have earned it. Anyway, yeah, that's me done putting my palm out for pennies. Let's get started with the show.
Mars is the third of the classic planets. It is one of the brightest, but it stands out for two reasons. It has a vivid orange-red color, and it makes large retrograde motions in the sky every year and a half. As we watch Mars from night to night, it slowly moves to the east. Every now and then, whenever Earth overtakes Mars in its orbit, Mars stops moving and reverses direction. After about a month, it resumes its normal eastward motion. As unique as the celestial course is, though, it was the color that led the Romans to identify it with their version of the Greek god Ares. Mars had an earthy basic character. In the early days, he was primarily the god of agriculture, growth in nature, protection of cattle, and similar things. As time passed, though, he became associated with war, anger, and revenge. Mars was Venus's favorite lover, and she bore him two sons and a daughter. The sons, Phobos and Deimos, represented panic and fear, and they worked hard during mortal battles to the benefit of Mars's side. His daughter, Harmonia, had a completely different character. She was the goddess of harmony and accord, probably in rebellion against her father. The names Phobos and Deimos have been immortalized as the two moons orbiting the planet Mars. Two of Mars's other children were Romulus and Remus, the legendary founders of Rome. For this reason, Mars was the single most worshipped god in all of Rome. He is honored in the name of a month, March, and a day of the week, Tuesday, which comes from one of the earlier versions of his name. The planet Mars doesn't seem to match its Olympian namesake at all. It is small, light, cold, and dry. Mars is about half the diameter of Earth and has only a tenth of its mass. This gives it a surface gravity that is about two-fifths as strong as Earth's. A day on Mars is about half an hour longer than on Earth. One Mars year is a little less than double that of an Earth year. Mars has an atmosphere, but it is only 1% as dense as Earth's. For somebody on Earth to experience the same air pressure, they'd have to climb an altitude of around 30 kilometers, three times higher than a commercial airliner. We probably know more about Mars than any other planet because of its relatively hospitable nature and close proximity. This makes it easy to study with science probes. For over a decade now, a growing number of wheeled robotic landers have been driving across Mars and studying the terrain, performing geology experiments. We have satellites in orbit equipped with high-resolution cameras and many scientific instruments. They have returned some of the most spectacularly beautiful images of Martian dunes, dry riverbeds, canyons, and mountains. Mars, being so close in environment to Earth, is also the most likely place to build our very first off-planet colony. In fact, the technology exists to do this right now. It is such a pity that the financial priorities on Earth do not yet extend beyond our atmosphere. As many have observed, the human race seems doomed to remain in the cradle for the foreseeable future.
So, if you listened to last week's episode, you would know that I spent that weekend at the Icon Comics and Game Convention, where I was running a stand for the Scopex Telescope and Astronomy Expo, which is coming up in September at the Johannesburg Military History Museum. Now, in between telling people about the expo and encouraging them to come along, my helpers and I had quite a few interesting chats with passers-by about space and telescopes and astronomy. A few of them even agreed to let me record our conversations and use them here in the podcast. Now, on the day the recording was made, I was being helped by Darvi Fenter, who had brought a number of prints of some of his best astronomical photographs, and it was these images that we were talking to people about. Hi, what's your name?
Hi, my name is Neil.
Neil, what brings you here?
I'm a board gamer. It's just a good opportunity to come and see fellow board gamers, and it's one of the biggest sort of exhibitions and expos for board gaming.
So who are you guys?
So I am Ian, and next to me is Gerben.
So hi guys, what's your names?
Keaton.
Kellen.
Sahaj.
And Ramel. Yeah.
Do you have an interest in space and science and technology, that sort of thing? Telescopes?
Not particularly, no.
Ah, so this is going to be... We're going to put you on the spot here now. So do you know anything about space or telescopes or anything of that nature?
I have a small knowledge of space.
All right, what's your... If you had to try and impress someone with something spacey, what would you tell them?
I know some constellations.
All right, which ones?
Now I can't think of one. Hold on. The belt of something.
Orion's belt.
That's
all right,
it.
All right. There we go. Well, listen, these pictures we've got here. Do you know anything about what these might be?
I wouldn't have a clue.
Do you know what any of these things are?
Galaxies.
Stars. Nebulas.
Well, we got some right answers. There's three nebulas. Well, there's two in that picture, so it's four nebulas. That is a galaxy, and this is a cluster of stars. It's called a globular cluster. Another question for you. Would you like to guess how we got these pictures, where they came from, or where they were taken?
From a satellite?
From a Hubble telescope.
Yeah.
Hubble telescope.
Those like big ones that they like open and then...
Where do you think these photos were taken?
Well, that looks like another galaxy. So it's probably above Andromeda. So far beyond Andromeda, so I'm not sure what galaxy it is. Okay. It looks like one.
But where do you reckon where do you think the camera was that took this picture?
The camera?
Yeah.
I think it's the Hubble telescope.
That's interesting.
I'm assuming something like the Hubble telescope or something along those lines. Are you telling me more earthbound?
It is earthbound, yes.
Really?
Yeah.
It's remarkable.
Would you believe me if I told you that this guy took them with his own camera?
No.
He took a drive to the camera.
Well, he did.
Really?
Absolutely, yeah.
Oh.
Darvi took these pictures himself.
Wow.
Use the DSLR camera.
Okay, this is actually local, taken by me in the Karoo. Right here.
Wow.
No, I'm not joking. You can see my name is there on the photos.
That's really cool.
You just, I think these were all through the telescope. Yeah. We attached the camera to the telescope. Take a nice long exposure under the nice dark skies. And with a bit of processing, you get these amazing images.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
You make it sound so easy, you care with enough practice, but clearly it's an experienced and practiced eye, because what you're finding here is quite remarkable.
Well, I got to say, my own experience, I've been doing this for years, and I'm not at this level. So it does take, there is a skill and a practice, but at the same time, it doesn't take much to get a shot that's going to impress yourself. You're going to be blown away at what you managed to do.
Yeah, no, I can...
Well, thank you very much, guys. Do you have any questions? Anything you'd like to know?
What is Scopex, though? And your telescope and astronomy expert?
Yeah, basically, it started off with the telescope-making class that we run in Parktown Boys High.
Okay.
Guys build their telescopes, they bring them along, put them on display.
That's really cool.
Which has always been the classic focus, but we've expanded it a lot, so we get a lot of lectures and talks about space and science. Yeah. You can buy a telescope there if you want to.
Okay.
Rocketry displays, 3D printers.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
that's really cool.
When is this expo?
The expo is in September, on the 16th of September. It's at the Military History Museum in Sachsenwald in Joburg. So if you get bored of the telescopes, you can climb on a tank. No, don't climb on a tank. You'll get into trouble. But you can look at the tanks and the old guns and the armor and the airplanes and so on.
Okay, cool.
Oh, thank you.
All right. See you there.
Yeah, hopefully.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you very much.
Way back in 2010, somebody emailed me about a PowerPoint presentation that somebody had sent them. According to the presentation, Mars was supposed to look as big as the Moon on the 27th of August of that year because it was going to be closer to us than ever before in recorded history, and it would look as big as the full moon in the sky. They wanted to know if this was really true. Now, I almost laughed it off as a joke because, come on, it's not like anybody still falls for this, right? Even in 2010, it'd been going for 7 years. Surely people remember seeing the same hoax the same time the previous year and the year before that, all the way back to 2003? Well, maybe not, because the hoax comes back to life every year, and so I must challenge it. Now, there are two ways to test the claims in the presentation. First up, I can use computer software to simulate the night sky at 7 p.m. on the 27th of August 2010, because that's when they originally reached out to me. Feel free to download Stellarium yourself and repeat the experiments for whenever you listen to this. Then, after you've had a good long look at the results, you can go outside on the big day, step outside, look up so that you can compare the predictions of the presentation and the simulation and see which one was correct. Now, I expect from experience that the software will give accurate results, but don't you have to trust me on this. Go outside and try it for yourself. So anyway, I went and did that. I set up Stellarium to show me the western sky on the 27th of August at 7 p.m. local time in 2010. And I found that Mars was sitting very close to Venus, with Saturn hanging just beneath the two of them, quite close to the horizon. Now on that date, Mars was about 2.13 astronomical units away from the Earth, with an angular diameter of 4.4 arc seconds. Now if you're wondering what all this jargon means, it's simple, all right? AU, astronomical units, right? An astronomical unit is the average distance from the Earth to the Sun, so which is roughly about 150 million kilometers. Meanwhile, an arc second is 1/60th of an arc minute, which is 1/60th of a degree. Now, as you'll remember from school, there are 360 degrees in a circle. The entire sky, therefore, is 180 degrees across, with the other 180 being beneath your feet. The full moon has an angular diameter of half a degree, or 30 arc minutes, which means you can pack 360 full moons end-to-end from one side of the horizon to the other. And all of that means that at 4.4 arc seconds, you can pack about 818 Marses in a row and have them cover the same width of sky as one full moon. So with that cleared up, if we compare these numbers to what the presentation said, which claimed a distance of only 55 million kilometers, which is 0.3 astronomical units, and an angular diameter of 25.11 arc seconds, we find they haven't even come close to reality. Now, it'll be easy just to shrug it all off as a bit of fluff, invented by some idiot with too much time on their hands, but you might notice one major discrepancy. According to page 4 of the presentation, Mars is supposed to rise in the east at 10 p.m. in the evening. But in fact, we see that it is already close to setting by only 7 p.m. They also claim that it'll reach its azimuth at 3 a.m., but because azimuth only means horizontal position, it just shows they don't know what they're talking about. It's like saying that if you drive to another city, you'll reach your duration by the middle of the trip. It's nonsense. But there is a grain of truth here, because as it happens, Mars did pass particularly close to Earth in August 2003, the year that this hoax first started circulating. So as an experiment, I went and set the date in Stellarium to 27 August 2003 and centered the view on Mars, and bingo, the distance to Mars showed just a little over 0.3 astronomical units and the angular diameter as the shade over 25 arc seconds, which is exactly what the hoax email described. The presentation, incidentally, states that the view of Mars at a modest 75 times magnification will look the same size as the Moon to the naked eye, even if the wording and the layout makes it seem as if Mars and the Moon will be the same size to the naked eye. So what's happening? Well, two things. First, in 2003, The close approach of Mars was an exciting thing for planetary observers. Mars was going to be exceptionally close, although not that much closer than any of the other approaches, which happened quite regularly, a little bit more often than once every 2 years. And it would thus be nicely positioned for viewing and photographing through a telescope. The mainstream media picked up on this, and they got confused by that one tiny detail. The angular size of the Moon, at 30 arc minutes, looks, in writing, quite close to the size of Mars at 25 arc seconds. They didn't notice the difference between seconds and minutes, and the notation is, after all, just one, well, it's a difference between an apostrophe and in a pair of inverted commas, or quote marks. So with that error, the story spread worldwide via both news reports and email chains. The only real mystery here is who keeps dusting this thing off, crossing out last year's date and replacing it with the current one, and starting everything all over again. Well, that brings us to the end of another episode. If you enjoyed it and have a few spare coins rattling in your wallet, then I'd like to ask, no, urge you to become a patron of the Urban Astronomer podcast. Your support will make it easier for me to continue improving my art and making better podcasts at a more regular schedule. Just head on over to the campaign page on Patreon at patreon.com/urbanastronomerpodcast and pledge a small amount. I'd be ever so grateful if you do. Otherwise, you can also support me by recommending the podcast to a friend or leaving a rating or review on iTunes or Stitcher or on the Urban Astronomer website or wherever you're listening to this. It's all good, and I very much appreciate all of it. If you'd like to talk to me, you can leave a comment on the show notes, or you can tweet me at UAstronomer, or leave a message at the Facebook page at facebook.com/urbanastronomer. Until next week then, clear skies!